But regardless of your need for parts, the larger point is true. Most people study the things they pick off their bodies before they throw them away. Because you want to know what something is. You don't want to spend 15 minutes peeling a malignant tumor off your forehead just to toss it out the window sight unseen into the neighbor's swimming pool. No! You want to take a good long look at it. You may even want to share the experience. Holy shit, honey, look at this thing. Holy jumping fucking Jesus. Look at this. Hey, honey, honey, come in here. Come in here, goddammit. Fuck the rice-a-roni. Get your ass in here. Look at this thing. Ain't it something? Guess where I got it? A minute ago, it was part of my head. Not anymore. I pried the bastard off with paint thinner and a Phillips head screwdriver. But look at it, honey. Look at the colors. It's green, blue, yellow, orange, brown, tan, khaki, beige, bronze, olive, neutral, black, off-black, champagne, gold, Navajo white, turquoise, and Band-Aid color. Plus, get this, it's exactly the same shape as Iraq. That is, if you leave out that northern section where the Kurds live. I'm not throwing this bastard away. It might become a collectible. Dial up those dickheads on eBay. We can make some fucking money on this thing. It annoys me when people complain about athletes taking steroids to improve athletic performance. It's a phony argument, because over the years, every single piece of sports equipment used by athletes has been improved many times over. Golf balls and clubs, tennis balls, rackets, baseball gloves and bats, football pads and helmets, and so on through every sport. Each time, technology has found a way to improve equipment, it has done so. So why shouldn't a person treat his body the same way? In the context of sports, the body is nothing more than one more piece of equipment anyway, so why not improve it with new technology? Athletes use weights. Why shouldn't they use chemicals? Consider the Greek Pheidippides, a professional runner who in 490 BC ran from Athens to Sparta and back, 280 miles, to ask the Spartans for help against the Persians in an impending battle that threatened Athens. Don't you think his generals would have been happy to give him amphetamines if they had been available, and a nice pair of New Balance high-performance running shoes while they were at it? Grow up, purists. The body is not a sacred vessel. It's a tool. I don't care for athletes who point to the sky after they've accomplished something on the field. Even worse are the ones who kneel down, bow their heads, and make a big show of being believers. You know something? God doesn't like that shit. He's not impressed with spiritual grandstanding. It embarrasses him. He says, "Get up, you phony show-off bullshit artist, and pay attention to the fucking game. I took the points." Imagine the conceit of these people who think God is helping them and is looking for their acknowledgement. I say, play now, pray later. Attitude check. Let's straighten out this whole attitude thing. Someone on TV said the sports anchor guys on ESPN have a lot of attitude. Let me tell you something. What these guys have is not attitude. Here's attitude. One day when I was about 18, I was standing at the bar in the Moreland Tavern with a couple of guys from my New York neighborhood. The Moreland had big windows, so if you were standing by the bar, you could easily see the people walking by on Broadway. One of the guys in our group was a little older than the rest of us, an ex-convict named John Cooney. All of a sudden, in the middle of the conversation, he looked out the window and saw someone walking past. He reached behind the bar for the baseball bat, the one the bartenders used for settling sports and political arguments, and he went outside, walked up to the guy on the sidewalk, and just started smashing him with the baseball bat. The guy fell down. John walked back into the bar and put the bat away. He said, "The guy owes me money." That's attitude. The guys on ESPN don't have that. What they have is a kind of smart-mouth white boy college mentality. They're snotty, superficial white guys. Even the black anchors on ESPN are nothing more than snotty white guys. Snotty is not attitude. Snotty is just bad manners, and it's boring. John Cooney knew attitude. He also knew more about how to swing a bat than any of those blow-dried, never-were athletes sitting safely behind their fruity little desks.